Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
High hopes on Y98. It is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Only Jen's not here. Julie Tristan is filling in. I, Tim, am here. Kevin Berghoff is here. Lance Hildebrand is here.
Yo.
And we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Yay!
Look at us.
Is anybody Irish? I'm Irish.
I'm Irish.
My wife is.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You're totally Irish. Convy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Convy.
Yeah.
There's some arguments, though, because apparently in the Irish language, which, yes, that's a real thing, there are no V's.
Oh, so...
I've told this story before. My brother Chris was dating a girl with Irish parents, like actually Irish, and he thought, oh, I'm in, because they're going to love this, and they're, like, not buying it, because there's no V's. So whatever the name was in Ireland, it switched, I guess, when they came
over. Sometimes they did that, though, back in the day, so people would know that you were Irish when you were worried about that.
It's funny, my grandmother's maiden name was McMuffley, but they took the Mick off when they moved to America, as if that was a
Muffley.
So it just became Muffley, but it was like you couldn't tell that was still Irish, so I don't know.
That's the cutest name ever.
Muffley. I like McMuffley better.
Sounds like a breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
It makes me hungry. We want to talk about ways you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day at home, because, I mean, man, you think St. Patrick's Day, you think parades, and you think partying, and those things are not happening.
You know what you're thinking today? Crafts.
Crafts.
We can do some crafts. There's some stuff that you can do that you don't have to, like, go to Michael's and get. Like, you can print out these shamrock mandalas. Do you know what a mandala is?
No.
I may be saying that wrong, but I feel like it's mandala.
Like the mandala effect?
I don't know what that means.
Like, that's... No, anybody?
Is
Lance?
Like Nelson?
Nope. Oh, come on, Lance.
It's not like the Nelson,
Mandela
what I'm
effect.
Talking about.
That's like the Berenstain Bears thing. It's called the Mandela effect.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
No,
we'll get
I
it.
Know.
This is a different segment.
Wow.
Right
there. Things we do not know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll talk about it. Sorry, go ahead.
So you can go to, there's a place called balancinghome.com, a shamrock coloring printable. So it's a picture of a shamrock with all these little intricate lines in there. So you kind of take time to color these intricate little patterns. And in turn, it relaxes you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the mandala thing.
I'm all for relaxing.
So you can do that, or you can make a Fruit Loop rainbow. Take the colors of Fruit Loops, make a rainbow, glue them to paper, and use some cotton balls for the clouds.
Oh, wow. Speaking of, we'll talk about it in food stuff, but IHOP's got those Lucky Charms pancakes today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
They look insane. All right, any other crafts I need to be working on today?
You could take a mason jar, spray paint it gold. I have gold spray paint in my basement. Do you guys have any?
I think I do, actually.
But you do?
This minute, I can't remember what it's for.
I have red spray paint.
What color?
Red.
Red works today, too.
It's almost like gold.
So take some spray paint, like a mason jar or something, and then you could paint little shamrocks on there.
Oh, pot of gold. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are crafts. If you're like me and you just want to sit in front of a television screen all day, there's some really good Irish movies and TV shows that maybe you haven't thought about in a while.
Irishman.
Yeah, starting with The Irishman. You want TV shows or movies first?
Ooh, movies.
Too bad. You're getting TV shows. I got to think. We'll put this at Y98.com, but it's the top 10 St. Patrick's themed sitcom episodes.
Oh, fun.
And it's a bunch of sitcoms that no one's ever really watching, to be honest. Two Broke Girls. Oh, man, what a great St. Patrick's Day episode.
I love that show. That was a really funny show.
Were you a Grounded for Life fan?
No.
Okay. Some classics on here, though. Home Improvement.
Yes.
Mike and Molly. I mean, it starts with according to Jim. It's like, all right. All right. How many did people really make? The Office comes in at number 5, still standing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Man, you know what I'm like.
Who's in still standing?
That was Jamie Gertz,
yes.
Right?
And the guy
who was Fred Flintstone in the movies.
Yes.
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 Was that the guy who was also in...
Mark Addy.
Yeah, Mark Addy, who was in...
Full Monty.
Full Monty. Couldn't
yes.
think of it. Yeah.
And Game of Thrones as well.
Oh, that's right.
Number 2, How I Met Your Mother, St. Patrick's episode. Number 1 is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Now that we've knocked out TV shows, let's talk about Irish movies. Some of these got me pretty excited. The Departed, they say, counts.
Yes. Oh, wait, can I try to guess one?
Sure.
Far and Away.
You got it. Have you seen Far and Away?
Oh, my God. I've seen it like 10 times. That's one of my favorites.
Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
Before Tom got weird, like I can still think he's hot in that one. I'm sorry. I'm in my 40s. What can I say?
And he does the Irish accent in that, Tom Cruise, right? Not known for
right.
his accent.
Does he do well with it?
I liked it. I was like, hey, I'm digging it. Yeah.
I don't think Julie's criteria for
it. It's very low at this point.
What Tom Cruise has to do. The Crying Game? That'll put you in the St. Patrick's Day mood. Am I right, guys?
Makes me want to dance.
I've never seen The Crying Game, but I am a fan of the song.
You haven't seen The Crying Game.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Everybody already knows the spoiler, but I've never seen it. But it's Irish, so maybe you should watch it today.
Yeah.
Boondock Saints?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a cartoon?
Oh, no.
No, that's the Boondocks. That's some doesn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, actually.
Isn't it they're murdering twins, right?
Yeah, and there's a sequel, and then there's a movie about the making of it, and Harvey Weinstein's the bad guy in the movie. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Boondock Saints, it's about two Irish brothers who are assassins, basically. Yeah. Irish, and Billy Connolly's in it, and who are the guys? Not Ian McGregor, but...
Leo? Is Leo in it?
No.
Oh, dang.
Oh, it's...
Powder. Who plays Powder? Sean Patrick Flannery or something like that?
Something like that.
And then the other one...
Is it a Gleason? Is it one of the...
Hang on, I'll get you. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yes.
Norman Reedus.
That's it. Reedus is the other guy in it.
From Walking Dead.
Yes. Yep. The movie Brooklyn, it came out about 5 years ago with Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, I did like that one.
Woman from Ireland.
I did see that one too.
Yeah, it's a cool looking one.
I haven't seen any Raiders of the Lost Ark movies, but I've seen that one.
Once.
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
Which one is that about?
That's the one with...
Glenn Hansard.
Yeah, Glenn Hansard. And...
Does it involve music?
Keita Marglova, yeah.
Yes.
Are they, like, playing music somehow?
He's a busker in Ireland, and they have a relationship.
Oh,
they
meet. I know. I watched that today. I need a little romance
That's
today.
A really great movie.
That's a good one for today.
A fantastic movie.
Is Billy Elliot, is that also Irish, or...?
Ooh, I think that might just be British, but I don't know for sure.
Right.
I think it's British.
Is Darby O'Gill and the Little People on that list?
No, it's not.
That's Sean Connery's first foray into acting. It's a Disney film.
Do you know my aunt knows Sean Connery? My aunt's friends with Sean Connery.
I know Sean Connery, too. Hang on, I'm going to get him on the phone. Hey, Sean.
Hello.
How are you? I'm here for you.
Yes. Wow!
It's a pretty impressive impersonation, don't you think, Julie?
It is.
It's not
we
bad
should
at
call
all.
My Aunt Linda and see if she knows it's her friend.
I know you're shaken, but not stirred.
Let's get... Oh, boy.
That's so good!
Where's the bell?
Let's get... That was fun. Let's get Aunt Linda on the phone. Once is a great one today. And then my favorite, also with Glenn Hansard, my favorite, I guess, one of my favorite movies of all time, The Commitments. Are you guys familiar?
Commitments is a fantastic movie. There's another movie, too. Have you ever heard of a movie called The Matchmaker?
No.
With, why am I drawing a blank on her name?
A lot of blanks drawn.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go back to telling people how great The Commitments is.
Real quick about Once, that's an interesting movie. It cost $150,000 to make. They made $23 million with that movie.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, now it's like a Broadway musical and all this other stuff. Yeah, that is a great... If you have not seen that, I do recommend that. It's a love story.
Once.
And then The Commitments, Glenn Hansard, who's the lead in Once, is also in it. And he was also in cool bands and stuff. But the Commitments is about these Irish teenagers in Dublin who start a soul band.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's a fantastic movie. And if you look really, really close in that movie, the band The Corrs have a really small role in that movie.
Yeah, basically every famous Irish person ever is at least referenced
<pretty much. laughs>
in that film. It's based on books. Yeah, really, really good. So The Commitments and Once are my number one recommendations. But what you don't want to do at home is for St. Patrick's Day is drink too much or really at all because it weakens your immune system and we can't have that right now. So stick to the St. Patrick's Day episode of According to Jim, and you'll be fine.
Or Janine Garofalo in The Matchmaker. That's a good movie, too. Check it out.
It's been said and done. Every view.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.